I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I spoke with Mike Angeli, city manager of Marquette, for a preview of tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission. There are several items on the agenda, including an update from the Marquette County Solid Waste Management Authority on recycling efforts with Brad Austin, the director of operations. Here's more about what's on tonight's docket with Marquette city manager Mike Angeli.
Well, he's going to give the commission an update on the total recycling process at the landfill, which includes, you know, everything from the paper products to the plastics and metals. But we'll probably spend a little more time talking about glass because we're having a difficult time in the city getting accustomed to that routine.
And the routine is that you have on the first week of the month for residential pickup, you put out only glass in your recycling, correct?
That's correct. And we had done that originally as a matter of convenience for the residents. We have it in the contract with Waste Management, who is the hauler. And please keep in mind, the hauler is separate from the landfill, that they will pick up curbside, the glass.
One of the other items on the agenda tonight is under new business. This is with the project with the Kids Cove Inclusive Playground at Presque Isle Park. This has been in the works for a while. What's in the plans with that?
Well, we're under a grant agreement to replace the playground at the Kids Cove. It's a DNR a grant that allows us at this stage to plan engineering or to put out an RFP for engineering for the playground. You can't just build a playground like you did when we were kids. I mean, right. You can't just put up a swing set and a merry-go-round. Right.
You mean you can't put a giant jungle gym over the concrete like you did when we were kids?
No, you can't.
No.
So you have to have it engineered. We're going to put out the RFP for who will do the engineering.
Under new business tonight, Mike, is a purchase of a piece of property and a home on 702 Lakeshore Boulevard. Tell me a little bit about the background of this. This is a kind of an unique property, and also in terms of its history with Marquette. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. This is the small house that's located on the beach on Lakeshore Boulevard, almost directly across from the east end of Hewitt Street. It's a small blue house with a single car garage. It's been owned by the Anthony family since the mid-1800s. And they no longer wish to own it, and they approached the city with the opportunity to purchase it. And we're taking a look at it, and we would like to buy it, I think.
What is the general plan if you purchase the property? What would the city be looking to do?
Well, you know, it's a decent home. It's right on the beach. My recommendation at this point would be to look at something like a short-term rental, but that's going to be left up to a future commission to decide. Right now, our main focus is to take ownership of the property, and then mostly for the benefit of having more beach owned by the public or accessible to
the
public.
So you were approached, the city was approached by the family, and not to sell it outright to another consumer.
Correct. I believe there is a market to sell it outright to others. I'm sure it'd be a very valuable piece of property to somebody. But thanks to the Anthony, Dave Anthony specifically, we have the opportunity
to pick that up.
Yes.
Also, one other project that's being talked about is something we're going to see very soon in downtown Marquette, the 100 block of West Washington Street. What's planned with that? What kind of time frame and what will be happening?
Well, we have a streetscape project planned for the 100 block of West Washington. That's going to include things like new pavements, sidewalks, curbing, that kind of thing. Not a lot of infrastructure, but it's something that's been in the capital improvement plan for some time in conjunction with the DDA, and it's just time for an upgrade down there, and we're going to move ahead with it. Hopefully, by starting early, by April, we'll have maybe construction beginning in May and maybe be done by the middle of June.
That's Marquette City Manager Mike Angeli. Tonight's meeting of the Marquette City Commission begins at 6 o'clock. It's going to be live streamed on the city's YouTube channel and can also be viewed on Spectrum Channel 191. With a look at what's going on in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.